when I started out at Narrative, I was introduced to a few different principles, and one of them was nothing is wrong, even if there is strong evidence to the contrary. You know, as you sort of look at things like that, right? And I think it's still very, for me, it still resonates because I've been in so many situations where you feel like everything's going wrong. And then you look at it, as you said, you know, years later, or even a minute later, and you sort of see, oh, actually, that's teaching me something. That was nothing was wrong in that moment. Everything is exactly right. And I think the more we can approach things like that, the better. You're laughing.
Leadership Story Talks, where we discuss the practices that engage, motivate, develop, retain, and attract people to businesses. We'll give you principles and tools based on real-world stories to leverage listening and storytelling to become a better leader and management professional. Leadership Story Talks is produced by Narrative, a company that focuses on personal storytelling for business.
Welcome to Leadership Story Talks. I'm Jerome DeRoy, CEO of Narrative.
And I'm Julian Ryan, and it's great to be here chatting away again.
Absolutely. And before we move on, I want to remind our listeners to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and check out our YouTube channel in this episode's notes, as well as narrative.com, narrative.com/podcast, where you can find all of our previous episodes. So today we wanted to take a little time to reflect on an episode that we did recently with our guest, C.M. Conway, who's a filmmaker. And she made a movie called How to Fail Successfully in Hollywood. And that prompted a whole discussion around failure and what we learn from our mistakes. And it, for me, is certainly a very, very inspiring episode with lots of really good advice and kind of practical things to do. But I know we wanted to take some time today to just take a few minutes to reflect on it and what it's brought up since. So you want to kick us off, Jules?
Yes, because I was working hard to take my own advice of what I tell clients, that we have to push ourselves and come out of our comfort zone and use our voice, which all sounds great till I am my own subject. So CM, how I met her is she originally invited me to be on her podcast. So I've been mulling what I can share. And I thought, okay, I'm going to use this experience I had for one of my first big keynote experiences. And out of the blue, I found out I was also facilitating a panel. And that's part of the funny of how I find out and what I need to do to get ready for this panel discussion. And during that session, my panelists went a little rogue for a couple of minutes, and I had to cope, think about how I was going to address what I was experiencing and collaborate with the audience to pull them in on what they were seeing. Basically, my people had left me on the stage. Let's just call it what it was. We had a plan. We had things we were working on. We had agreed. It was going too well. I think that's always the scary part when you're planning. If something is going too well and everybody's agreeing in rehearsal, that's the time to get nervous. So we get to the stage. Everything's going according to plan, more or less. And then they went rogue for a few minutes. But somehow, in the beauty of storytelling and taking some gutsy chances, I pulled it out and it worked well. But the moral of this, why I'm sharing this example now, is when I was writing it and recording it the multiple times before I hit send, I was thinking, how does this serve me? Because we preach vulnerability and leading by example, but you're like, this one will be an eternity and it'll be hanging out there. Mm-hmm. Now, did things go really wrong? No. But I think it's showing what goes on in my head too when we're taking a leap of faith. And we're trying something new and literally learning in real time. So I'm going to stop there because I think the example for me is sometimes we have to put ourselves out there and take a risk and just hope for the best. So we'll let you know when they release the episode, how it gets received.
Wow. Well, good for you for doing that. And also, yeah. And you know, it's prompting two things for me. The one is just about, you know, what do we do in the face of a plan that doesn't go according to rehearsals. As you said, you know, everything was going well and everything was rehearsed and everyone knew exactly what to do. And then something happens in the moment that wasn't predictable or was unexpected. And to me, that kind of comes down to this idea that we kind of teach at Narrative around, you know, the relationship between listening and telling, and the idea being that there's a reciprocal relationship between the two. And so and that we talk about listening as an environment. So, you know, you plan, and then you go on the stage and now it's time to perform, right? And something doesn't go according to that plan. That becomes an obstacle to the listening environment, right? And it becomes an obstacle to your own listening of the audience, of other people that you were doing this thing with. Probably it's creating obstacles for the audience too. They're wondering what's going on, you know? So all of that, what do we do in the face of these obstacles? And what we teach people is really to learn to be present, to kind of respond in the moment and to not mm-hmm. react, right? And it sounds like that's exactly what you did, because at the end of the day, if I know the story and continue the story, it ended well, right? Like, it, yes. you know, for yes. all intents and purposes. So it's that kind of momentary glitch, you know, and what do we do in that moment? Do we kind of run off the stage? Do we get angry at the people? Do we, you know, all these things which are reactions. And so yes. what we always say
is considering all of those.
Yeah, I would imagine, right? I would imagine.
Chasing them across or just say, and then end up having an intimate conversation with 500 sets of eyes and heads, which was a little crazy and definitely pulled me out of my comfort zone. So sometimes life just throws you a curveball and you thought, well, I thought I was just being challenged sitting here, but now I'm even more challenged. And you hit something very important. I was never as present as I was in those 1 minute or less internal dialogue I was having with myself and then how I chose to handle it with the audience. Hmm. And having a sense of humor and what I call talking to the bubble over everybody's head, what was probably going on in their heads too, like what's going on? Why is this happening? Is this contrived? Did they plan this? And just showing up and collaborating, which sounds really polished and calm, which was nothing that I was inside, and just being real about it and saying we can't control everything. So the best thing I can do is talk to the people that are listening and watching and taking it in. Mm. But I wouldn't want to recreate that all the time. I think vulnerability and figuring out, this is the other part. That was then, and it worked out. And funny enough, years later, I'm able to use it for recording. But one of my go-to expressions is like, this will come in handy someday. I will use this for something when everything is going backwards and forwards and sideways. And I think when we're able to share those lessons with other people, it helps them relax into their listening and start to realize nothing's ever totally perfect. And to have a little bit of sense of humor. That having a sense of humor, I'd like to think, doesn't always take away from our importance and our knowledge. It's a way of softening our message and just appreciating the irony that's there. So it doesn't make us less capable. I think it just shows we've done a lot of thinking about what happened.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I guess for our audience is also, you know, trust that you're planning, even if things aren't going according to plan, actually your planning is paying off, right? In that moment, that, you know, trust that you are capable of, you've got the capacity to respond to this moment and, you know, be present. And whatever your next move is going to be the right move. It's just trusting that, trusting that. Yeah. Yeah. And even if it doesn't seem like it at all, when I started out at Narrative, I was introduced to a few different principles. And one of them was, they were kind of like value statements. One of them was, nothing is wrong, even if there is strong evidence to the contrary. So, you know, as you sort of look at things like that, right? And I think it's still very, for me, it still resonates because I've been in so many situations where you feel like everything's going wrong. And then you look at it, as you said, you know, years later, or even a minute later, and you sort of see, oh, actually, that's teaching me something. That was nothing was wrong in that moment. Everything is exactly right. And I think the more we can approach things like that, the better. You're laughing.
I am, because I love that expression. That's very wise and thing. My expression on the stage, to be quite frank, was like, I didn't come all these thousands of miles to show up in front of these people because I need to do a keynote speech the next day to not figure this out. So there was a lot of internal shouting going, like,
yeah,
figure out a solution, find a way out, and make it real and look like you're capable in coping in whatever time frame it was. I'm sure it was shorter than I remember, but it was like one of those things when time stands still for a few minutes and you realize you have to take action. But it makes me empathetic when I listen to others saying, you're going to hit the stage and you have all these unknown variables. Right. One of the things I did think about is people always say snakes and public speaking are the scariest things.
Yes.
Well, I have a subcategory. It's public speaking, but it's when you're doing it with groups. Because people go rogue. You can't control
others. Oh, you mean
others.
Like somebody else?
Yes.
You
have terror. You're dealing with the audience. That's a whole experience. But that's you. Like, if you screw up, it's you. It's all the other humans that are running around that you don't know, have any control with. And I think that's my message for all this. We don't have control. We can only have control of what we're doing and how we're reacting and appreciating how the other people might be watching the situation and seeing how we can pivot and shift. So that's just as much wisdom I can come up with.
I love it. And what a gift it is to be able to then tell that story in a completely different context. That was kind of the story that you thought of for this podcast recording that you're going to be doing. And so I would encourage our listeners, and I know it may sound like it's torture, but I think there's real value in looking at these moments in one's life where, you know, challenges occurred, and especially when your own planning was challenged, you know, maybe when your values were challenged, your beliefs, et cetera. And it's kind of uncomfortable to go back to that experience, but to really look at the details of that experience and see it as a story, because it helps you to have a little bit of distance from it. Mm-hmm. And not something that happened yesterday or 5 minutes ago, but rather look back to something that happened, you know, maybe a couple years ago, and see how that relates to where you are now. And kind of, you know, every time I've done that exercise, I'm sort of really, I find it very remarkable to see that things, how connected things are, and how that thing that looked like a failure or a huge mistake or something really going wrong actually led me exactly to where I am now. It's neither positive or negative. It's just here. Right. And so that would be my last piece of advice for our listeners is, you know, go to those moments, because you never know what's going to be helpful in that moment and what you can learn from it, as opposed to trying to, you know, erase it from your memory.
For sure. And with Zoom and everything, there's no hiding.
Yeah.
You might as well embrace it. It's going to up time and time again. But you're right. It is something I've learned. People say, what would you change? I'm like, oh, I'd love to add experiences. But what we went through got us here. So
we'll
need something.
So absolutely.
Thank you for listening, Jerome. And thank you. Make sure you watch that episode or listen to it. There's no visual this time. It's just purely voice.
Oh, we will be sure to share that with everybody. Absolutely. All right. Well, great. Well, thanks so much for sharing that experience. And having this reflection on what was really a great episode. I highly recommend, if you haven't listened to it, to go back to it, How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood with CM Conway. You can find that on our website, narrative.com/podcast, and everywhere you find podcasts, Leadership Story Talks is the name of the podcast and where you can find them. So if you have been inspired by this session, you should consider enrolling your team in our training programs because we support sales teams, leadership development, team building as well. And really, we do many, many different kinds of customized training programs for teams in business, so and nonprofits as well. So please don't hesitate to come to us. We're always ready to listen. You can always visit our website, narrative.com, for more information as well. With this podcast, but many other resources as well. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, and go to our YouTube page as well, because that all drives the word of mouth. And we want many, many listeners to be able to benefit from this this advice and these stories that we tell. So until next time, thanks so much, Jules, for co-hosting once more. Yeah.
And sign up and go to YouTube, because then you can see our expressions. They're much more interesting when the eyebrows go up and the faces get made. So it's always a pleasure. So we'd love to see you in more than one place.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
For more information on the narrative listening and storytelling method and how it can help your business, go to narrative.com.